To all God's beloved in the churches of the Hambledon Valley, who are called to be saints, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. First of all, I thank God for all of you because of your faith, your love, and your dedication to the churches of the villages and valley. I have abided with you these last almost 3 years, and I love you. Sometimes you were very easy to love, and sometimes it took a little more effort. I know that many of you would have liked me to abide with you longer. This was not an easy decision to make, but in the long term, this is the best decision for you and for me, even if we cannot see it yet. My interim period in the Hambledon Valley has been extremely valuable to my ministry, and I take many lessons with me. I learned some pretty hard ones, and that's a good thing. And I leave something of my heart with you. Part of my role here was to remove some branches and prune the trees for a fruitful future. I wait in hope and anticipation to see what fruit is produced in the years to come. I pray that God will be gracious to me and let me have a look or an update every once in a while. Pruning is never easy. It is painful, and it often needs to be done with careful attention. I tried. I know that I did not always get it right. I pruned with blunt secateurs at times and a little too close to the bone, and I can only apologize. If there is any consolation, I too was pruned in this role by God. His pruning was much more efficient and gentle. Please leave any future pruning to the hands of God. He is so much better at it than we can ever be. We can be tempted to prune each other with our looks, our words, and our deeds. Resist the temptation. Abide with each other. Keep on keeping on. Bear with one another, because we are all bearing with you. Love what is genuine. And my only caution to you is this: do not be tempted to look backwards or romanticize the past. The church cannot and does not live in the good old days, even if, in fact, they were. The next few months before Andy is licensed will be busy and challenging. You have been here before. Do not make space for negativity or crustiness. This is not a vacancy. Call it minding the gap. Hope is on the horizon. Look ahead with optimism. Abide with each other. Jesus' call to the disciples to abide with each other in John 15 was part of the Last Supper discourse. There is an urgency in the tone of this writing. He was going to the cross the next day. We are not. It's okay. Wait patiently in this short while. Love one another and hang in there. Keep the commandments and love your neighbor. So these are your instructions. Now here are your love letters. I'm going to preface this. This is done in alphabetical order by village. The word count is approximately the same for each one of you. Very important. To the angels of the church at Folly. Folly is special to me, as you were the first people I got to meet in person when I started in January 2021. Your tenacity to keep meeting every Friday at noon, lockdown restrictions or not, week in, week out, rain or shine, warm or cold, is truly inspirational. Your care for friends and neighbors has been and continues to be unstinting. Folly is a place of convivial hospitality, all done to impeccable standards. I cannot wait to see the building once it is reopened. Please invite me. You should be commended for the desire to put the church back into the center of the village. Bless you, dear Follyites. To the angels of the church at Fingist, you might be small, but you are fierce. You like to do things your own way, and you take great pride in doing just that. The devotion to the church, village, and pub is admirable. Fingist is also the loudest and the first to remind us that we are part of a group in the Hambledon Valley. This is not to be forgotten or put to the side. Keep on banging that drum. Fingist has a speciality for evening services. There is nowhere more peaceful than the 6 p.m. in St. Bartholomew's on a Sunday evening. When the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over, even on a cold winter's night, the radiators in Fingist are ablaze. I highly recommend attending. Bless you, dear Fingistites. To the angels at the church at Freith. You might be the daughter of the bigger church down here in the valley, thanks to those do-gooders of bygone days who felt the good people of Freith needed to go to church a bit more regularly. But you are your own woman. Your welcome to the students and staff of the school is noted. They love coming to visit, even if, in the words of a reception student, it smells old in here, Reb Sue. Nothing is ever too much trouble or fuss. The choir turns up on time and you all smell just fine, except for that one time, but we won't talk about that. You sing beautifully. You manage to do many other tasks in your choir robes, flitting around the church like little blue angels. The spirit of Freith is gentle and welcoming. My prayer is that more people will come to experience that. Bless you, dear Freithians. To the angels of the church at Hambledon. In the heart of the valley, in the heart of the action, things just happen in this church as though by magic. You are a graceful swan gliding down the humble Hamble Brook. Yet underneath is some mad paddling. People who visit here are constantly amazed at the beauty of this building. The more astute will know that it is the beauty of the people who care for this place that shines through. Your dogged dedication is what keeps the roof literally on this place. The care and attention for wedding couples and baptism families, the sensitivity for bereaved families is renowned. Nothing is too big or too small. No detail overlooked. Thank you to the choirs, the bell ringers, and the flower ladies for making these events even more special. And to the grand dame of the organ loft. Thank you for sharing your immense gifts with us for so long. You are now on to the third generations of some families that you have played for. Bless you, Christine. Bless you, dear Hambledonians. To the angels of the church at Medmenham. Oh, Medmenham. You have certainly kept it interesting. You are on the cusp of a brighter future as a church, and I really believe this. The pieces to this puzzle are almost certainly there. It just needs some time to come together. The dedicated core keeps things moving, even when very few show up. Your gracious attitude means that it is always worth doing. The village is slowly waking up to the gem of the church in their midst. We are to preach the gospel in season and out of season. Keep on going. Brothers and sisters, please keep helping Medmenham. Just a little support will go a long way and help to encourage the villagers. Bless you, dear Medmenhamites. To the angels of the church at Turville. Chitty chitty bang bang, diddly dibbly. It was a pleasure to be your priest in charge, not your vicar. You wear the mantle of that with grace and nonchalance, despite the attention it brings you. It does not go to your head, and I will not let it go to mine. If you are at a loose end on a Wednesday morning, please do stop by the 10:15 communion service. It is beautiful. There is sometimes Basil the cat. There's often a sweet toddler, highly esteemed elders from across the valley, bearing local news, and a very warm welcome. We break bread, and then we have biscuits. This is an ideal midweek oasis. There are plans afoot to spruce up the place, prayers for this journey. There are people rooting for you and a desire to see this come to pass. Bless you, dear Trevilians. To the angel of the church, that is Jenny Neagle. You might not know Jenny, but you should. She is a big part of the brains of the operation. She helps Sue and I and the church wardens immensely, always willing to learn. She corrects our mistakes, mostly mine. She makes contact with people in a compassionate and professional way. Bless you, Jenny. And to the angel of the church, that is Sue Morton. I have so enjoyed being part of the Sues with you. You are a gift to the church and to the Hambledon Valley. From you, I have learned the value of giving things space and time. You are a fount of much knowledge that you share with consideration and grace. Thank you for your support and encouragement, especially when neither of us were sure of what to do. Your faith is an example to us all. Bless you, Sue. And that, my friends, is my farewell tour of the Hambledon Valley. Abide with each other. Go gently, go patiently. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Go in the love and the peace of Christ. Amen.